Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning.
Good morning, Alice, and thanks to all our listeners tuning in this fine Monday.
So we start this week with a really encouraging report from Lloyds about business confidence in London.
Oh, really? Let me guess, it went up again.
Exactly, it rose 11 points in June to 64%, according to the Business Barometer.
Wow, that is quite a jump, from 53% in May, right?
That's right, and it's not just general confidence, their own business prospects are up too.
How high did it go?
It increased 13 points to 70%.
And what about their confidence in the wider economy?
That also rose 11 points to 59%.
So, with both those numbers up, the headline confidence reading is now at 64%.
Yes, and this puts London second in the UK confidence rankings, behind Wales at 67%.
I see, and what about hiring intentions? Are businesses planning to expand their teams?
They sure are. 45% of London businesses expect to increase staff levels in the next year.
That's up from 40% last month, right?
Exactly, and they're not just hiring to keep up, they're preparing for growth.
What areas are they focusing on for growth?
Investing in their team through training is the top priority at 55%.
That's interesting, but I'm guessing entering new markets is also on the list.
You're spot on, that comes in at 49%.
And what about technology? Are they planning to adopt new tools like AI or automation?
Yes, 46% of businesses are targeting tech investments.
So it looks like London businesses are really positioning themselves for the future.
Definitely, and this optimism is backed by actual plans, not just hopes.
The Business Barometer is quite a big claim, right? It's been running since 2002.
That's right, and it surveys 1,200 businesses each month.
And it gives early signals about economic trends, both regionally and nationwide.
Yes, and it's not just London that's seeing confidence.
What about the rest of the UK?
Overall, UK business confidence increased 1 point in June to 51%.
And how did the individual sectors perform?
Manufacturing and retail had significant gains, both up 12 points to 52%.
That's an 11-month high for manufacturing, right?
Exactly, but it's not all positive news.
What about the sectors that struggled?
Construction and services saw confidence fall by 5 and 4 points respectively.
That's a bit concerning, but let's hear what the experts have to say.
Kirsty Sadler from Lloyds said it's fantastic to see this continued rise in confidence.
And she mentioned the clear plans for future growth.
Yes, including hiring more staff and investing in technology or expansion.
Hanju Ho from Lloyds Commercial Banking also noted the positive momentum.
And he pointed out that the sustained rise in hiring intentions suggests firms are looking beyond short-term needs.
So they're preparing for long-term growth.
Exactly, and Lloyds remains committed to supporting these businesses.
So, to sum up, London businesses are feeling optimistic and are making plans for the future.
Absolutely, and with this kind of confidence, we might see some exciting developments ahead.
Thanks for that overview, Alice.
You're welcome, and remember to tune in tomorrow for more business insights.
We'll be back with the latest news and analysis.
Until then, this is Alice and Lewis signing off.
Stay tuned for the rest of your business week.